Thanks for calling customer service. My name is Nancy. How can I help you?
Yeah, Lindsay, my name is Mark Cowan, and I want to dispute a charge of my girlfriend's card. I did not order. It's through Plan Fitters Health.
What's the zip code?
64470.
First and last name.
The name on the card is being of both of my name is Mark Cowan.
Can you verify the address?
212 Spring Street, Miles City, Missouri. 64470.
Okay, give me one more while the account loads up.
You need my email address?
No, sir. I'm just waiting on the account to load up. Okay, now I do have that account loaded up, and I'm showing that there's no charge went through. And the account has already been canceled.
The bank, it said that they took out $59 out of my girlfriend's checking account, a debit card.
Oh, okay. What's your girlfriend's name?
Sabina Rother.
Okay, I don't have an account with her name. This account is up under your name.
Okay. Have you got the card number and use the last four digits?
No, we don't need the card number. If the account is up under your name. No charge went through. It was declined on May the 25th. It was $59.89. That charge was declined. And
okay,
this account has already been canceled.
Okay. Now, this is for some pills or something I never got delivered, but the bank charged my girlfriend's card for it, and
you didn't order it.
I didn't order nothing.
Okay, this is not okay. I don't know what pills you're talking about, because this is not for the pills. This say for a Dyson vacuum.
Okay. Dyson vacuum.
Yeah, it doesn't say this account is up under your name. It's not up under her name.
I know, okay, but what about Plan Fitters Health? That's the company that charged us.
What was the amount that it charged you?
59.
Yeah.
59.89?
That's
59. 89.
Okay.
Oh, okay, wait. How much?
He's not listening. 59.89 or something like that.
Okay, and the $59.89, that was for the meal plan when he did purchase. When he did a survey, after the survey, asked you to enter a contest to win a welcome gift, and that welcome gift was for the Dyson vacuum because that's what you purchased. Along with that Dyson vacuum, you did enroll into the meal plan, and it was $59.89, but that charge was declined. So you haven't been charged with anything, and this account has been...
Yeah, she has. I mean, this is back in July.
No, April.
April.
It came out of my account, and then the bank put it back into my account, and I disputed it because they're saying that he used my card. And so the bank put it back in, and now they're saying that they sent some pills to us or something.
Hey, this doesn't have anything to do with any pills, ma'am. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It doesn't say anything.
They telling me.
Okay, but it may be.
So they could be wrong.
Okay, we may have the wrong number, too.
All
right. This only deal with the Dyson vacuum. It doesn't say anything about some pills.
Okay. Yeah, I don't even know what it is. I'm just saying what the bank told her.
Okay, so the card is in her name, but the account is up under your name. That's what...
Right.
Oh, okay. Well... No charge went through, so, I mean, and then the account is canceled, so there's nothing I can do to this account.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome,
okay,
sir.
Well, you're probably not the right person.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
You too.